Welcome to Genius is Your Birthright with transformational life coach, Christy Carotti. Throughout this six-week program, you will have your imagination ignited, your intuition electrified. You will strengthen and expand your memory in a very interesting way, sharpen your reason, and expand your powers of perception to an unprecedented degree. With these tools, you will learn that you have these extraordinary faculties and how to unleash them. Without them, nothing is possible, but with this understanding, everything is possible. In Lesson 2, Christy explores in depth an important faculty that we touched on last week, imagination. So let's enjoy Lesson 2.
Hello and welcome. This is Christy Carotti, and this is Genius is Your Birthright. We are starting with tapping into something that we are grateful for and something that we have done that we are proud of. Just at this really important place of moving into both the place of gratitude and the place of something you have accomplished, something that you're proud of, so that we start with in moving into this work in from that place. So take a moment right now and hopefully have a piece of paper in front of you and just think of something that you're grateful for. And we can be grateful for so many things, but be, you know, grateful for one thing, for this purpose. And then move into a place of being proud of something that you have done. So it's not proud of someone or something else. It's really proud of something that you have done, because we are creating a vibrational frequency here. So I want you to take that, feel it. For me, I feel it in my heart area. You know, some people feel it in their solar plexus. Wherever you feel it, let it in to feel that gratitude and to feel being proud of yourself. And allow that to amplify itself within you. And that's what we're moving to match, is that sense of who you become when you're proud of yourself, who you become when you operate from gratitude. If you have entered the work that you have entered, and if you are starting to open your mind to expand your thinking, this is really powerful work. Now, if somebody comes into this work and listens to it like, oh, yeah, I've heard that before. But you have to listen to it with the new ears now that you're hearing and practice it, because there are amazing tools in here that you couldn't have heard if you were not in the immersion of this work. That's why I wanted to bring this work to you, and I'm so excited to bring it to you, is because it is transforming work, and it has transformed my life. Genius is Your Birthright is introducing six faculties that we have available to us and that we have always had available to us, but we have not been trained, whereas we've been trained to strengthen our muscles by going to the gym, by exercising. We have not been trained that we even have the ability to affect these six faculties. But it is our birthright, first of all, to have these six faculties. And we are able to refine them and define them and strengthen them and own them and use them. We use them all the time. But now, by being introduced into this work, you will be able to use them deliberately, at choice, and to use them to create that life that you're designing right now. We have our five senses, And we all know that we can touch, see, feel things. And we have six faculties that we were born with. And they are imagination, intuition, the will. Now, this is not willpower. And we'll talk about it, of course, when we get to that contact. But it is the will. We have access to the will. And memory, and reason, and perception. Today, we're talking about how you develop and hone your imagination. Napoleon Hill says, creative imagination is the faculty which hunches and inspiration come through to us. And we all have played with this greater when we were younger. As children, we dreamed about who we wanted to be when we grew up. We dreamed imaginary friends. We had a house one time that had, it was a flat roof, and so rain would come off, and it would flood under the house. So my dad dug a trench around the house, and then it had it head off into somewhere else so that it wouldn't go into the house, right, and make moisture under the house and everything. So the ditch, well, we made that into the river of these towns and villages that we built and developed. And, I mean, it was so imaginative. I have three siblings, and we all had our own little town. And I was always envious of my brother. My older brother just seemed to have the greatest imagination. But it was really great to be in that play time and that imagination and build and create things in our mind. And, you know, we kind of get that taken away from us. Oh, stop daydreaming. People that want to go into acting. Only a few people ever make it any kind of success. So we kind of start, get real, get realistic. But what are you really going to do to make money? Or that's just a fantasy. Or, oh, another really great status quo is that looking at our economic situation and saying, oh, that's only for rich people. Things like that, that we limit ourselves because, not because of our imagination, but we limit ourselves because of a belief that we've bought into. And that's the real power in learning to use our imagination, is to let go of the status quo, to let go of the belief systems. And we, you know, often have to identify them. And the way that we identify them, we've done this work before, but the way that we identify them is we look at where our discontent is. So where is your discontent right now, and what is your belief around that? And let's add another step to that. If you could imagine the perfect antidote to whatever your discontent is, just imagine it. So right now, I just want to take a moment. Let's do a little imagination. Let's just go into that place of imagination. So take a look at some place that you are discontent with. When you think about that discontent, even in my own physical body, I just kind of feel a sinking, right? But now we're going to actually celebrate that discontent, because it's here to tell us something about who we are and who we can become. And so I want you to think right now about what is the perfect antidote? What is something you could imagine that is the exact opposite, or the thing that you would love as opposed to this discontent? And just let your imagination work right now and operate. And give it vision, a visual. What color is it? How does it smell? What does it feel like to touch it? This is where our five senses are really, really valuable, is when we take them into our imagination. So if you get a chance, hopefully you can write down that things, the antidotes to our discontent. But what I want to point out there is that our five senses, taking them into our imagination, is one of the powerful tools that we can use to not only develop and strengthen our imagination, but to use it as a tool of transformation. One of my dreams that I had, I was in undergraduate school at Oregon State University, and I had a boyfriend that was in physics, and he was from Germany, actually, a German exchange student. And I hung out with a lot of the physics students and a lot of the Germans. And I just always dreamed of, I was the artist, and I was kind of the, you know, light and airy person. And I always said in my mind, you know, when I turn 45, I'm going to go back to school and study physics, because there was something that really intrigued me about that. And I've always carried that in the back of my mind. Now, those of you who know me know I haven't gone back to school for physics. However, if you think about it, I've gone back to school for transformational life coaching, and this is quantum physics. And I have learned more about physics than I probably would have in a mainstream school, because it's very applicable and it's very important to me to really understand the quantum physics. And what quantum physics is how thought changes energy. There was a cartoon about the quantum physics. It's a little YouTube video. And it shows that basically how quantum physics works is that energy will move in a particular direction. But if you add an observer, it changes the way that energy moves. And so what that means is that when you put your observation, like your imagination, onto out there, it actually changes the way that the energy moves. And actually, molecules rearrange themselves and align themselves in the direction of your imagination, of your observation of an idea, of a thought. Everything was created twice, and it always was thought of first before it became into reality. Somebody sat on a rock and said it'd be really nice if this hard rock was softer, and they got some hay and put it on the rock and then put a back on it, and they made a chair. But it was always a thought first. And that thought actually changes the vibrational frequency of things. So today, one of the things that I want to point out, as you begin dreaming and using your imagination, is once again, pay attention to your thoughts. In the course of 3 weeks now, my mother-in-law needed care. My mother ended up having some pulmonary embolisms and could have died very easily. And I just spent all day in the emergency room with my father. And I am really grateful to have the ability to stop and say, no, I want to be a person of increase here. And I'll tell you, trying to get my dad taken care of in the emergency room, 5 hours in the waiting room, and this is a heart issue. And he's diabetic and doesn't get food. And I fed him. I took care of him, but, you know, to get him through the system. And I kept thinking, you know, I really want to be angry at these people. And I thought, what does that serve? What does that get me? Well, I know it takes me out of being a person of increase. And what does being a person of increase do? It empowers the person that I'm interacting with. But what does that do for me? I go in back into my gym class, and I decide to wear my I Love My Life class. And I get in there, and everybody starts saying, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. Well, I missed class last week because I was taking care of my mom. So I wanted to go into the story. This is my old habit. It's like, oh, my gosh, you wouldn't believe. You know, my mom almost died, and I missed class because I had to take her here and there, and you know, and I have a great story around it. And I just went, wow, I'm wearing a shirt that says, I love my life. And it's true. I do. And yesterday, and so I had to take time out of getting my dad into the emergency room to take my mom in to see her new oncologist. What an amazing, dear man that this was. And I get back from this appointment, my dad's still sitting in the waiting room. And I'm just thinking, somehow, the universe is still a perfect, perfect universe. And I'm going to treat every person in this place like they're valuable. And It didn't mean that I didn't take care of business. It didn't mean that I sat in my dad's hospital room last night until they brought him his insulin and brought him his food and brought him the medicine that they keep saying that they're going to give him. But I wasn't upset, and I was able actually to stand yesterday in a place of being an observer of myself as not tied into those facts, but into a person that no matter what I do and where I'm at and what I encounter, I love my life, and everybody around me is empowered by me being in this world. What a powerful place to come from. So as you walk through this week, this next week, exploring your imagination, and what you get to do this week is you get to work on your vision. I'd love to see some new versions of your vision. And you want to use all five of your senses. And you can even just take one part of it that you want to refine, your health. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's time, the kind of time that you have in your life, or the money. And just really say, I am so happy and grateful now that I am doing in 3 years from now. And remember, the 3 years from now is not because it's not going to happen for 3 years, but that just helps us really open to the possibilities. If you have questions or if you have experiences of both using your imagination and being a person of increase, so powerful when we can stop in the moment and we can really choose the kind of person that we want to be. It is the transformation. It is the piece that will transform our lives, is when we stop and we begin thinking the thoughts that we want to think. Actually, one particular time when I was a young child and I was in kindergarten, but I was, because we had moved, they put me in a preschool kindergarten, and I was the oldest kid in there, and I didn't take naps. I'd never go to sleep. So they would let me go out on the playground, which was all enclosed. It was an enclosed place. And I would get to go out and hang out on the playground by myself. And I would find myself sitting on the swing, thoroughly bored because I was a total people person. And I would just start pumping my legs back and forth and just start dreaming and thinking of amazing things. And so if I had ever had trouble sparking my imagination, which I don't, but I would go to something like that. And that was a repetitive motion, thinking about myself being on a swing and the warm sun. And I could just imagine being there. And then I would start dreaming and thinking of amazing things. So this is your homework assignment for this week. A story in your head. Once upon a time, there was this grown-up girl who was in this great place, and she did this. So one of the things I want to point out about doing this work, dream building sometimes seems like magic, and now there is that feeling of when it falls into place. Dream building is not just wishing it into being or thinking it into being, but that's where it starts. So our thoughts become our feelings, and our feelings cause our actions, and our actions cause our results. But we choose how we enter into the world. It's like, really, what are you thinking in each and every moment? What are you thinking? Where do you want to go with your thoughts around this? Because whatever you think, it's going to end up being your result. If you think that you don't have enough money and it couldn't possibly happen to you, it's not. That's one of the reasons I mentioned that idea of being somebody that is at a certain economical status, and then to believe that that's where you're going to hover kind of in that general area, and that only rich people can do that. That thinking is going to keep you right there. And you may not think it consciously, but some of your actions may.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Here are two exclusive podcast listener offers. First, for a limited time, podcast listeners can work with Christy in person at a deep discount. Christy offers a unique coaching modality of her own creation that helps clients discover their own answers to where they're stuck and how to move forward. As one of her clients puts it, it always works. This transformative process is designed to help you identify blocks and create breakthroughs in your personal and professional life. As a thank you for listening to the podcast, you're eligible for a special discount. Normally $97 for a half-hour introductory session, podcast listeners get a $70 discount automatically applied if you use this link, masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. That's masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. And that link is in the podcast general description as well. Second, you can get the entire library of Mastering the Art of Life with PDF notes and worksheets for each lesson, plus bonuses at no cost at masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month-opt-in, all one word, masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month-opt-in. That link is also in the general podcast description.